Lee here, and it is Michaela Mott.
Hi.
How you doing, girl?
Good. How are you?
Hey, well, you know, I feel bad for the guys. I feel great for you girls, right?
Yeah, it's a bummer. We came over to sport right away because you're all on edge because extra innings.
Yeah. Okay, so you hit a home run today.
Yes.
You actually hit two. Oh, wait a minute. Three?
Three, yeah.
Tell me how that feels.
It feels really good, especially going into our district and all that. And I think that the momentum's really going to carry for the team and for me for the rest of our playoff run.
Well, and you know, a lot of girls hit well, too. I just bring you on here for the three.
Yeah.
When's the last time you hit three home runs in a game?
I've gotten two, but not three.
How do you think these two games over here help, you know, because you know you're probably on a collision course with Gaylord again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It kind of gets our confidence up, making sure that we all have our heads up going into those games and just keeping positive energy.
Well, tell me about your homers, and then we're going to let you get on the bus.
I don't know. It was pretty effortless, just looking for the right pitch, and she gave it to me.
Three times?
Yes.
Three in a row?
Three in a row, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So, hey, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And to all the girls. And yeah. Give your shout-outs, Michaela.
Shout-out to my family, my friends, and all my teammates.
Absolutely. Okay, well, hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll see you Saturday.
See ya.
All right, in Gaylord. We have to go on their field, but oh well.
Yeah.
It's the way it goes sometimes in playoff baseball and softball. It's just, I wish they'd let us host a regional for once, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Make us come all the way here for district.
Yeah, so. All right, but here in baseball, unfortunately, the season will come to an end here for the Eskimos, 1-0 as the Blaskowski boy, Jankowiak boy came through, and that's his second walk-off against us. The other was a sacrifice fly down in Sheboygan in the second game of that doubleheader. But this was a great, great, great baseball game. And can you say anything more about Hunter Langkor and the way he threw? I mean, he just threw with all his heart in this game. I'm almost speechless because I've watched this kid pitch since he was 10 years old. And, he's going to do good down at Delta College and even beyond there. So, them guys are all standing, in their circle there as Coach Hansen is talking with them there in left field. And Sheboygan they've just had the presentation of their trophy. And this is a war. You play these guys 10 times, we're both going to win 5 of them. We set that down in Sheboygan earlier this season, and there's just no other way of putting it. That was just some very fun baseball today, and unfortunately for the Eskimos, this is how it ends. But, hey, you got to give credit where credit is due in this Sheboygan team. They gutted it out, man. They had to survive against the Marquette Redmen earlier today, a surprising 4-3 game when they did not throw their top two pitchers, except Wilkham did throw at the end. And the gamble paid off for them. You know, it did. It paid off. We had to play a very tough Sault Ste. Marie team, and Jared Hansen used up all of his 105 pitches. And so, therefore, we didn't have the two top pitchers available like Sheboygan did for this game here. But even having said that, they still, Eskimos, had their opportunities. They had guys picked off trying, leading off first too far. We didn't get the bunt down a few times. We had to play at the plate, the guy out, you know. That happens, right? And we just could not get that big play at the right moment like we did when we played them down there. And give Sheboygan credit, I guess. You know, I'll tell you what, that's a really good baseball team. And it's going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out. That's going to be awfully tough. I know Petoskey on their home field will be good, but, boy, I don't know. That's a good Sheboygan team. They could make a run in Division II. The girls, you just heard from Michaela Mott, and 16-0 was the final score there. She had three home runs. Just a great effort for her, I think. Braden got one of them on film. Oh, you didn't, eh? Ouch.